You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat today. Senator Michelle Stennett, who has served in the Idaho legislature for 13 years, is stepping down. She sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about her decision to step away from the legislature, about her global perspectives, and about how grateful she is to have served in the Idaho State House. Let's take a listen.
I don't know. Was it one thing? Was it several things that led to your decision not to seek re-election?
I think it is a culmination of a lot of things, as most big decisions like this are. I have this, by the time I am done with this term, it'll be 13 years, which I think is quite an amazing length of time to be a public servant. And of course, my husband was 20 years representing our area in the legislature before that. So between us, 33 years, 29 of that in the Senate. So I am extraordinarily honored to have been able to represent the folks both at the state level, but also in my district for that length of time. But at some point, it's time for new adventures. So I have been thinking about this for a while. I wanted to make sure that we were done with a good redistricting process, which I was a part of, having selected one of the commissioners, make sure that we set ourselves up as best as we could for the next 10 years ahead, but also recognizing, because it has been over the last four decades, three of which we participated in redistricting, that the population and demographics have all changed. We are in the middle of the state, and therefore we knew that we would be pulled apart just because of the basic requirements to put a redistricting together. Once you figure out equal population base for every district, splitting as few of counties as possible and communities of interest, we knew that our district, because of everything that's grown around us, would look very differently than what I have been representing. And it wasn't any gerrymandering. It was just the nature of when you put all that stuff together, that is how the map sort of makes itself at some point. So we had to look at earnestly at what the population and whether we fit that demographic and would represent it well. And I think I would, but it was also a good time to bring new blood and a new energy, a new perspective to this part of Idaho. And it was a good time to transition.
I'm glad you mentioned Clint Stennett. And by the way, he was rather extraordinary. And I wish many of my colleagues could have had the chance to talk to him and cover his campaigns. Do you ever play the what if game if you hadn't met and fallen in love with Clint Stennett? Do you think your road would have been dramatically different?
Yes.
Okay.
In a word, I never saw myself being a politician, which some people know from very early on that they want to be politically active and they see their contribution to society as being in that kind of role. I have always worked behind the scenes. I've done a lot of work abroad and domestically, working with various different indigenous groups and local governments and national governments in a role where I was serving and in a nonprofit sector or bringing emergency services or that sort of thing. And that is where I am the most comfortable. I don't see myself as being a tremendous extrovert or taking on the lead role, which I have learned to do in this position. And I learned a tremendous amount about politics. It is one of the most extraordinary, challenging professions a person can take on. And it probably wouldn't have been available to me, or I wouldn't have looked for it if I hadn't met Clint Stennett and been able to see it from the outside as a supporting role while he was in office. But it still looks very different when you become the senator yourself and do it from the inside. But I have to say it has taught me a tremendous amount, developed many skills I wouldn't have ordinarily been able to cultivate. I am a very different person, having done very different experiences than I would have otherwise. So you're correct.
Yeah, but that said, and I want to make sure I remember this right, because you do bring a lot. If I remember, didn't you travel outside the country even when you were in high school? And then you continue that in NGOs in Kenya and Bangladesh and Peru.
You have a tremendous memory. Yes.
Well, I remember that. I remember how you spoke of that with such great passion, and all. And I thought of that often when I would watch you in action in the eye of the hurricane and looking for compromise at the legislature.
I remember my first international experience in Peru. I had just turned 16 and they had a coup.
and
at the time, you couldn't call on your cell phone or communicate out. I mean, all communications got shut down, and there was tanks and machine guns in the street, and you were curfewed. And as a 16-year-old, having come from Wisconsin, it was an eye-opener on how different politics work in another part of the world. But it was also how tremendously brave people are in moments of crisis like that, and the kind of courage that you see. I think we talked about it when you interviewed me after I got elected, that if we could make it possible for our students to have an experience outside of their home environment, whether that's domestically or abroad, their understanding that what's happening outside of themselves and their families is so different from what they experience, that they would have a much broader respect for the differences and what we value here and how extraordinarily fortunate we are in so many ways, and that it would be a way of people understanding and being more tolerant of the differences. And I feel very, very grateful to have had that experience and that opportunity, because it certainly made me a much different person than I might have been had I not done that.
Because that you have been a public servant and a public figure, have you had to, bite your tongue on occasion, or maybe not comment on certain things that you might be able to say a year from now?
There have been many moments that I've had to bite my tongue and wring my hands in my lap and just hold my own counsel. It is a combative profession. It can be, unless you try to find, I'm a centrist, always have been. My family's very divided on its own politics.
Weren't you a Republican in Wisconsin?
My family is very Republican still, yes.
Yeah,
but I felt like when I started politics in Idaho, I have such a strong social justice, especially women's issues, streak to me. And I did go to the University of Oregon, which was an eye-opener for a Catholic Republican from Wisconsin. But I think we all have to recognize that we find our own way, and that no two people live exactly alike, and our experiences are not exactly alike. And so what we are politically typically is a blended thing. And I think I'm very discouraged about how politics puts us in these labeled silos of existence that doesn't fit any of us. And so I think I look at my politics as being everybody is uniquely experiencing something different, and we try to the best of our ability to affect policy that helps the greater whole. It is not a perfect science, but it also isn't black and white. It never is black and white. We live in the gray matter in between, and we need to be doing our policy making from there. And it's very hard if it's a pretty lopsided legislature. And being a Democrat, even though I have fiscal responsibility streak to me, I want us to spend our money wisely, but I think that we're there to do our best work to help the greater whole. And that means that everybody is equal under the law, everyone, not just this little bit or that little bit, or not these exceptions or that exception, everybody. And that's where we should be driving our issues in politics and policymaking.
Thank you for your years at the State House, even though it seemed like weeks for some of us. But congratulations on a wonderful, fresh outlook. Most importantly, have a lovely spring and summer.
Thank you so much. You as well. I really appreciate chatting with you today. It makes me very happy.
That's great.
That was Senator Michelle Stennett talking to our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Up next, we continue our look at drought in our region with a trip to the Colorado River. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.